Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Let's see here. Let me get this. Okay. Let me get there right. Praise Yah, praise Yah. Look like I'm getting signal. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Yah. And got a new computer here on the side for the broadcasting Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hopefully it is functioning well. Let me go over here to the chat and see if we get any tens. All right. Yes, we do. We're live and well. Well, I'm kind of filling in this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Teacher Shane here this evening. Just elated and grateful to be able just to chat with the saints of the Most High Yah tonight, to break bread, to look at his word for a little bit. Only on for about an hour, I think. Praise Yah. Didn't want to, for another brother's broadcast to go by with no broadcast. Hallelujah. So I thought to come in and fill in this evening. Bless you all. Hope everyone understood the message yesterday. It's kind of a different message, different teaching than I'm used to, but all things are good. All things are profitable. Just do as the Spirit leads. Hallelujah. And pray that those that are in the valley of decision, that they will take heed to the words spoken, to what Yah's heart is, and his will is, and stay in the fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you, all those that are gathered here tonight, the few reigning here over here at Straightway in Tennessee. Not no bad rain, it's just a, kind of one of them aggravating drizzles. But we thank Yah for that. Hallelujah. So let us get involved in this little time here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be in, just wondering what to speak on, just doing this kind of from the hip. So tonight, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're just going to go from there. Even if we just read the word, it's still good. But there'll be some expounding. There'll be, I don't know, a few tangents here and there. We'll see what the word has to say. The word has for us this evening. Hallelujah. For those that are hungry for the word and need the word, because this is life. And I was looking at this very first verse of 2 Corinthians 5. And it starts off very, very unique. I thought it was quite interesting the way the author would write in this manner. But he's writing in a manner that the people of Yah who are filled with the Spirit of Yah, knowing that Christ liveth in them and they live in Christ, that this is an actual, a true knowing, true knowledge. And it starts also starts off in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know, and that's a certain we. For we know, what do we know? What do we know, or what should we know? Or what, no, as being a believer of Christ, a child of God, should, child of God, child of Yah, should know. Hallelujah. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, talking about, you know, this little temporal body that you live in, you know, you're only in it here for a little while. This thing is on loan. This thing will go back to where it come from. It has no inheritance in Yah. But it'll go back to the dust to where it come from. But the way that this opens up, saying that we do know that we have this earthly house, and we're in this temporary body, and this is of this tabernacle, we're dissolved. Yeah, this is our house. In this time, in this purpose, in this dispensation, the Most High Yah has birthed us for this time, for this hour, for everything that's going on. And we do have this knowing that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, talking about if it was put away, talking about it. It was laid down, talking about maybe a death. But the people of Yah do not cease to live, do not be separated from the Most High. They are not separated from the Most High. But this talking explicitly that if we exit this old earthly house, this old fleshly, dusty house, that we have a building of Yah, a house not made with hands. And this we all know also, that John said that he goes away. Yeshua said, I will go away. Let not your heart be troubled, but know this, that I go away to build a place for you. Just think the word and the work of Christ that he performed. That he so explicitly loved his Father to perform such things as, I am the children which Yah hath given me. And like to reiterate again, let us always keep first and foremost in our minds and in our hearts, we are the children of Yah. And even upon that knowledge, this knowing, it allows him to be a father. Because a child is dependent on its parent. A child is dependent on the one who brought it into being. Because it's the father that brought us into being. Yes, we had an earthly father and an earthly mother that brought us into a temporal being. But now, since we have passed from death to life, we have shed off the God of this world. We have shed off our former allegiance with the prince of this world. And now we have a heavenly father. And he says that we have a building that he has built. And he didn't build it with his hands. It said eternal in the heavens. See, the work of Christ goes beyond our understanding. Everything he was doing when he was here, robed in flesh on this earth, he was building. He was building. He was building. Even our mighty Creator at the beginning of time was building and building and building. We can see from Genesis to Malachi, the building of a nation. Most High Yah is doing a lot of marvelous things in our eyes. If we just can step away, per se, from our own life, and I'll reiterate again, and look at his life, there's something more nourishing about his life than us meditating on our own lives. The one that has brought us joy and peace and long-suffering, and gentleness, and love, and all the good things of life, real, true life. It's good that once we shed this so temporary tabernacle, that we still have a house to dwell in. We just even have right now just a foretaste of it. And because we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of Yah, a house not made with hands, eternal, 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 not a temporal house, because the house that we live in now, it testifies of itself that it will not consist. 200 years from now, that body will not be there. For many of us, no telling when that day and that hour of reckoning, when the Most High Yah said, all right, son, all right, child, it's time to come home. And when he gives that call, this earthly tabernacle is going to dissolve. It cannot hold, and it cannot imprison this new spirit that is in you, that has no ownership of it. The spirit that has been put in you is of Yah, and birth of Yah, and is Yah. Yah in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, we do know we have a house in the heavenlies, an eternal house. Eternal house? And even said, in all this knowledge and knowing this within ourselves, we can testify and we are witnesses of these things. That's why Paul would write to the Corinth church, because they knew this. They knew this not by the flesh, not by the temporal, but by the Spirit. The Spirit has taught them this. And the Spirit should have taught the people of Yah in this time and in this hour. And in knowing this, verse 2 and 4, in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. And a lot of us can say hallelujah, yes, amen. Even though the Most High has us in this temporary tabernacle now, we'd rather be clothed upon that heavenly eternal one that has no pain, that does not hurt, does not we know how these bodies are. These bodies, they're growing old, getting weaker. But it's something about that heavenly house that's waiting for us up in Shemayim. That deep down within us, we groan. In this, we groan. Because we won't be in the presence of our Father. We have lived our time down here on the earth. We've suffered. We've cried. We've laughed. We've done many things in this temporary tabernacle. But it's nothing to be compared with an eternal house. There is something in us that does groan. Even when we're in our prayer closet, there's something within the people of Yah that goes beyond the actual language that they speak and the language that they understand. The language of the Spirit supersedes anything that we can speak with our natural tongue. Our spiritual tongue has a language. The Spirit has a language. The Spirit has a way of communicating with the Father through groanings and utterings. Because that new body will hold more power. That new body will hold more joy. That new body will have fullness of long-suffering and gentleness. This little temporary tabernacle we got now, it cannot contain the fullness of Yah. Why we need a new house. Verse 3, if so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, oh yes, being burdened, not for that which we would be unclothed, but this one thing, clothing. But clothed upon. What? That this mortality, knowing that this mortality, this body has an appointed time on this earth. It was born and it will die. It will return back to the dirt from where it came from. Why? We won't be clothed upon the house not made with hands. That mortality might be swallowed up of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that in life. that is able to swallow up anything temporal, anything just passing by. Something about the eternal things of Yah that causes us to groan. It even caused Paul to groan. He wanted to be in the presence of Yah, but it was necessary for the time being, he said, that I must remain with you until the time. But to be swallowed up of life. And we're getting tastes of life day by day. We allow ourselves to be. Verse 5, now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is Yah. Yah has put us in subjection. We read in many, many parts that the angels have not been put in subjection. The thing that we have been put in subjection for. We have been put in subjection the world to come. And that's part of our groanings and travailings. A lot of us, knowing, having a righteous spirit in us, having the spirit of life in us, we don't want to be in this world of death. We don't want to be in this world that's decaying and dying. This world that is biting and devouring one another. There is a knowing within ourselves that this world is not our home. There's a knowing within ourselves that swallowing up of life, that swallowing up of mortality, that we are strangers and pilgrims here. We're in it. But hallelujah, thanks to the Most High Yah, being swallowed up of life, we're in it, but we're not of it no more. Why? Because within us we have been subjected to the world to come, not this present world. One time we were subjected to this present evil world. But light came in. The light of life, light of love, the light of joy. And awakened us and brought our conscience from the dead to know a true and living and loving Elohim. Gave us the entrance, to gave us the ability, to give us the privilege to serve Him. All, many of us, we have wasted many years serving the temporary God of this world. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is Yah, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. And that earnest is, in some translations, it may be broken down as a down payment, a little taste. Then it says, verse 6, therefore we are always confident. This knowing in us, this swallowing up of mortality of life. There's something about his life that will always supersede mortality. We have embraced death. And because we have embraced death, went through death, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Because we have died the second death and we walk in newness of life, we walk in his life, death has no more dominion over us. And you can see, even in that, how much his life has swallowed up mortality in our time. Just a little taste of it, though. Just think when you get the fullness of life. Therefore, we are always confident knowing that while we are home in the body, we are absent from Yah, from the Master. For we're the only people that walk by faith and not by sight. Again, we are confident. The people of Yah are confident. The children of Yah are confident. I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with Yah. And in many of us, do have this groaning and this travailing in us to be absent from this body and to be present with the Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And knowing this, and as life is swallowing up mortality, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Everything we do now in this life, in His life, is a labor of love. As we see the first fruits, how He labored His love, how He was building with His love. He didn't want the children to be naked and destitute. He wanted us to be clothed with life. See, mortality strips us. Mortality makes us naked. While our minds are always be away from the temporal things. And our minds should always be exercised day by day. The eternal things that are coming, that are promised. We have been given a gift. There's a knowing in us. There is no fear of death no more in the people of Yah. Knowing once we these eyes close in this temporal body, that the eyes will open in the eternal body. Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And as we build this knowing, and as knowledge and understanding increases, as we read here in 2 Corinthians 5:1, knowing therefore the terror of Yah, this causes us to persuade men, because we want the people of Yah, want the people of Yah swallowed up of life. Something, it's even in this time and this hour, trying to get the people of Yah to embrace real life is a labor of love in itself. See many instances where the word of Yah was reaching out his hand to bring many out of the mire, many trying to return back to the mire, many trying to return back through their vomit, but the mercy of Yah was still there and still present, wanting to swallow up that mortality, wanting to rescue that one that wanted to stray. Knowing the terror of Yah, yes. As always, we're trying to persuade one another. But we are made manifest unto Yah. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. We should be made manifest one of another in each other's consciences. How that we love one another, love the brethren. We commit not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Whether we be beside ourselves, it is to Yah, and whether we be sobered, it is for your cause. As always, the love of Christ constrains us. It's something about that love that is in us. That love that gives us this knowing that everything that's been spoken here, we know, we know, we know. And because we know, we are confident. And even though this has been given to us, we don't even commend ourselves. Because we know the giver of life. We know the giver of peace. We know the giver of love. You know, everything that has happened in us in this life, new life. It's all of Yah and none of us. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died, We thus judge that if one died for all, then all were all dead. Truth. And that he died for all. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. But who do we live unto? But unto him which died for them and rose again. And because Christ did this, and Christ did this to clothe his children. Christ did this for to bring forth a love to constrain the children of Yah. For many of us, there's no need to glory in appearance. And everything we glory from the heart. And that glory we don't give to ourselves, but in praise, worship, and adoration. We extol the Holy One of Israel high above all things. Because he is our life. He is our love. He is our purpose. We're not living unto ourselves, and many on this walk still want to live unto themselves. And because they continue to live unto themselves, then offense has placed a root. Jealousy has placed a root. Envy has placed a root. Hatred and anger and such like. There is no power in living unto yourself. That's not life. But we, the people of Yah, we live unto him who died for us. But that death could not hold him down. There was too much life in him. There was too much love in him to hold that body down. Should be so in the day, in the body of Christ, there's nothing can hold this body down. This body of Christ has been ordained to ascend. This body of Christ has been ordained to the eternals. This body of Christ has been ordained for the world to come. So the bride is making herself ready. The house is already built. The husband has already have a place for his bride. Again, the love of Christ constrains us. God, we thus judge if one died for all, then all were dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. And if you continue in this walk, you will understand this more day by day, year by year, decade by decade. What the Spirit of Yah in us constrains us to know no man. I mean, who wants to know? How many of us like knowing our own flesh, let alone the flesh of others? When the word says the flesh profiteth nothing. So why waste your time on the flesh? Why give your conscience to the flesh when the Spirit is eternal? Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yeah, though we have known Christ after the flesh, and we can read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. We've known Christ after the flesh. But there's something about now. The Christian world out there still follows some kind of Messiah, a Roman Messiah after the flesh. But the people of Yah don't know Christ no more after this manner. They took that flesh and put it upon a tree and paled it. All of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions was put upon that body. And he kept the breath in that body. Kept it alive. till the very last iniquity, sin, and transgression was put upon it. Love constrained him that much. Life kept him. Love kept him to that point wherein that last sin, iniquity, and transgression was put upon that body. He could gladly say in hope, it is finished. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Why? Because the Spirit of Yah is in us now. That flesh has been taken out of the way. It and all its enmity. Crucified, impaled, taken out of the way. In verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Something about real Israel. Something about the true children of Yah. Really, and I know this has been just pushed, knowing the new creature and understanding yourself as a new creature. I always say new creature with new features. You got to be in Christ, though, to experience new creature. Got to be in Christ to have this mortality swallowed up of life. I'm about a new creature. This new creature is eternal. You new creature, understand that you are eternal. And if this is your inheritance and this is in your days ahead, then why is the mind on the temporal? Why is the mind on death? Why not stay connected to the vine that's given life? Verse 18, and all things are of Yah, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, the mediator, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, this ministry of reconciliation, that Yah was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Yah did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to Yah. Knowing therefore the terror of Yah, we persuade men. We persuade one another. We were persuading. The Spirit of Yah was persuading yesterday. Spirit of Yah is always persuading. It's verse 21. We will conclude with this. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Yah in him. We the witnesses to the world. You have been chosen for this time. You are a child of Yah. You are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. How many of us keep looking for the new day by day? Or we'd rather go and dip into the well of the old, to the former things of hatred and the former things of pain and suffering. saints of the Most High, those who profess and confess that Jesus Christ is in them of a truth, let us be an ensign to the nations continually, day by day. Whether you're on your job, whether you're, no matter what you're doing, we are ambassadors of life. We are the ministers of reconciliation. We don't know the time when the Most High is going to shut this thing down. We don't know when the fullness of a lot of things is going to come in. But until that time, we occupy. Till that time, we persuade men. We must persuade one another, persuade ourselves. The only way this persuasion can happen is with the new man and through the new man. Forsake not the new man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Paul. You've been posting from the Lambs of Translation. Reading it here. There's nothing wrong with that. We know what the Spirit of Yah is saying unto the assembly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Well, we're going to conclude this evening's broadcast with a hallelujah, with a thank you, Jesus, with a bless you, Father, who's given us all things. Let us continually keep drinking from the cup of life. Study his life. Study the word. Don't study yourself. Don't study your problems. Don't study things that are of no value that would add nothing to you. We're a child of the King. He has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He knows what his children have need of. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless you all, saints. Thank you, Brother Paul, again for posting the word of Yah, the life-giving word, the word that is spirit and it is life and it is truth. Because this thing is helping us and compelling us, continue us to consist. We got to get home, saints. Till that time, occupy. Till that time, keep being a witness of the one who died for you and loved you. Hallelujah. He should be in you of a truth, and we should know these things. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. 8-3. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.